You know, after being away from the show for a couple of days, and I come back yesterday, I mean, I'm exhausted every day when I get off the air. But I was particularly exhausted and just irritated yesterday by a couple of calls that just seemed to be irritated by things that we talk about on the show. And so, you know, the topics yesterday covered everything from, you know, New Orleans having difficulty finding contractors to do work because the Cantrell administration doesn't pay or they're delaying payments to people, to the presidential campaign. And typical of every presidential campaign season is the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? This is not new to this campaign. Some of you might be young, and this might be the first time you're voting. This is not a new thing. This happens every 4 years. The question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer that a lot of people want is, no, man, my life's terrible now. It was better when so-and-so was president. And that came up yesterday on the show. One of the common points that has been made is that inflation is hurting people. And I understand that. Inflation affects me. Not as much as it affects some of you, but it affects me too. Voting for Donald Trump is the only way to restore the economy and bring the inflation level down to where Americans can deal with it, to where it's better. That's the belief of a lot of people. So I posed the question on the air, how is your life better under President Trump? When he was president before, how's your life better? Or how was your life better then? And I asked listeners to be specific. I also wanted to know exactly what Trump was going to do to cut inflation and restore the economy if he's elected in November. One caller named Joe, who's become a regular caller, and he's antagonistic, he brought up the border and all the people coming across the border. That's the main problem that he sees. For the record, I am consistently talking about the crisis at the border. It was a crisis when Trump was president. I was here talking about that then. And the situation has even gotten worse under Biden. So the border has been a crisis for a long, long time. Since my question was specifically about how lives were better under Trump, I asked the caller, Joe, if he had ever come in contact with an illegal immigrant, to which Joe answered, no. Joe brought up that Americans have been killed by illegals, and I told him, that's horrible. And it is. But I reminded him that all the Americans killing American citizens it's a much greater chance that you're going to be killed by an American than illegal immigrant. But that doesn't seem to bother people like Joe as much as if it's an illegal immigrant. Maybe we can argue that Americans don't belong, that some Americans don't even belong in America, but they're here and they kill people. So in the end, Joe was frustrated with me and really didn't have anything specific about his life and how much better it was under Trump, but he believes it was, so that's good enough for him. But Joe made the comment that he hoped that after a few days off, I would have returned with a brain that was thinking in the right direction. Well, I think my brain is always thinking in the right direction. Another caller, Julie, who also has become a regular, very antagonistic caller, she wanted to answer the question, and she answered the question with a list of specifics. Julie said that she was able to build a retirement home at 2.9% interest when Trump was president. She was able to buy groceries without using her credit card, and now she's using her credit card to buy groceries under the Biden administration. She also is worried that America is no longer number one in the world, and of course that's an opinion. And then she said she's concerned that her daughter cannot buy a house right now. Well, I mentioned to Julie that the housing market is down right now, and interest rates have a lot to do with that. Because the economy is improving, the feds may change the interest rate next month. So we'll see what happens. But I mentioned to Julie that, you know, I mean, I mentioned after the conversation because it occurred to me that if I had a retirement home and my daughter couldn't buy a home, I'd give my retirement home to my daughter. I mean, I have a son, so I would do that for my son. As far as inflation is concerned, I asked her, what is she giving up because of inflation? And she said, nothing. She's just charging her groceries on her credit card. I'm not an accountant, but I don't think that's a good idea. And I mentioned that if consumers continue to pay higher prices, then what's the incentive for producers to lower the price of anything? Well, it's zero. if bacon, for example, goes up and people continue to pay the producers the higher price for bacon, why would they ever lower the price? It's simple supply and demand. So, you know, there were some interesting things about those calls. Also, under Harris, Kamala Harris is offering a $25,000 bonus for a down payment for first-time homebuyers. But I'm sure that that caller is not going to have her daughter vote for Kamala Harris, even if Kamala Harris is going to give her $25,000. So, you know, again, much of what is talked about on the show is jaded by politics. So there are callers and there are defenders of callers who somehow think they don't get a fair opportunity on the show, which is why I was motivated to come up with a list of rules for calling into the show. And that is posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And these two examples just, you know, reminded me that we get these chronic hostile callers that have been allowed to air their points on the air, but they get so PO'd and challenge me because, well, they didn't get to say everything they wanted. Well, you know, we don't have to take calls. So we do the best we can to get to as many people as we can. And I wonder why there are so many pro-Trump callers who are hypersensitive. Why are they playing the victim card? Like, oh, we didn't get to say all we wanted to say, or you're not fair to us. Why are the people who invented the use of the word snowflake to describe anyone who is easily offended, why are they using that mentality of, oh, we're the victims? They're actually becoming the snowflakes that they say liberals are. You know, as I've said, this show is an alternative to the strictly conservative-based shows that totally dominate conservative radio. As a registered independent and a radical moderate, this show offers an alternative to right-wing rhetoric that dominates talk radio in America. And I believe that I'm very fair when it comes to giving opposing views time on the air. So, you know, there are countless comments about Biden and Democrats and Harris that I've made on this show. And that is true. I have made negative comments, but because of the bias and the selective listening of some listeners, they don't hear the negative things that I say about Biden, about Harris, about Democrats. But I do say some negative things. And I remind you that from 1 to 4 here on WWL, all opinions are welcome. Call in, make your point. And if you start off with an abrasive attitude, then you might be treated with an abrasive attitude. I will try to be above that, but I am human.